Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Tom Canavan. How are you, Tom?
Great, thank you, Chris.
Excellent. We're going to be talking a wee bit about the Wine Gang, which is a group of wine critics and have pulled resources together, so to speak. But just a wee bit about yourself, Tom. You're a broadcaster, a writer, a critic. Do you want to just 2,000 feet view?
Yeah, all of that. I write about wine. That's my specialism. I publish winepages.com on the internet. I'm a member of the Wine Gang, the founder of the Wine Gang, and I do a bit of broadcasting, mostly broadcasting in Scotland where I'm based, and writing for various magazines.
Okay, so you're in Glasgow, you were saying
I'm
earlier.
Based in Glasgow, yeah, which is great. A great city, nice, manageable city. I love London, and I come to London a lot for business, but Glasgow is much more manageable.
Yeah, I've never been to Glasgow. I've been to Edinburgh once, but it was like fly in, go into the town, go out, fly home.
Fly out again,
and
yeah.
Which is, I'm from Dunedin in New Zealand, which Dunedin,
set
away the
Scots. Such a Scottish heritage, yeah.
I know.
You're more Scottish than I am.
Almost. But the funny thing is, like, you know, I say wee bit, you know, just like normal, and that's just normal diction, but I love it because in the centre of Dunedin, where I'm from, instead of having a statue to the Queen or whatever, we've got Robbie Burns, big statue of Robbie in the middle.
Yes, proudly Scottish, but, you know, most of the work I do is not Scottish-based, apart from the TV and radio. Most of it's for an international audience, so it's quite nice to have that little bit of distance and perspective, too, on the wine scene in the UK. You're not in the middle of London, so it gives you a slightly different viewpoint on lots of things, which I think is interesting.
Sure. Just out of curiosity, I will get into this in a minute, but I heard of a vineyard planting near Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And they were restaurant, I think. They planted a few rows, and their plan was if it was any good, they'll make wine. If it's no good, they'll make vinegar.
Yeah, well...
have you heard anything about that?
Sadly, yeah, I haven't.
How's the vinegar going?
Sadly, nothing's going. The place went bust. It was a hotel, the Adronic Hotel, and they planted a small vineyard. South African guy owned it, and whether it was a publicity stunt or a serious attempt to do something, I don't know, but we shall never know, because the hotel went bust, the project went bust, and I think Scotland's just not quite ready yet for its first Grand Cru production, I suspect.
Possibly. Need a bit more global warming. All right, let's talk about the Wine Gang, though.
Yeah.
You said you're a founding member. My understanding was you sort of pretty much started it and tapped a few people on the shoulder and that. So what is the Wine Gang?
Well, listen, it was an idea I had for years. There are 250 members of the Circle of Wine Writers in the UK. Now, not all of them are absolutely 100% professionally engaged full-time, but most of us are, working for magazines, working freelance, doing columns. And I noticed that at all the big tastings, the Tesco, the Waitrose, the Majestic tastings, there were 100 people taking notes in 100 wines, you know, so literally thousands and thousands of notes being written. Those people all disappeared, and all of them wrote up maybe one or two wines in their column or their blog or their website. But all of that kind of work was being done, and all of that knowledge and all of that criticism of these wines was being done and never being released to the public. So my idea with the Wine Gang was to get 5 really good, professional, experienced wine writers together who could get on and be very, you know, work together well. And we would, in fact, publish reports that gave people the real lowdown on what the range at Majestic or Waitrose or whatever was like, by publishing not just 3 or 4 notes, but by publishing maybe 60, 80, 100 notes from one of those producers, and not only covering the good wines, the wines to be recommended, but covering the not-so-good wines too and telling people not only what to buy, but what to avoid.
Really, because not many people like to write bad reviews. Simply because someone gets a bad review, they may not be very nice to you in the future.
Well, you know, we've had one or two reactions where people have not taken exception, but they've insisted or been certain that we've misjudged the wine. We should try a second bottle. We should try a second sample, which we'll always do. And if we were wrong or if the bottle was bad, we'll print a correction. But generally, no. I think the industry accepts that if you stock 1,000 wines, 1,000 of them can't be great. Mm. There must be a few in there that are bought at a certain price that don't show as well as you hoped they would, that whatever. And if those are picked up and reported on honestly, fairly independently, then I don't think anyone really objects too much.
Yep, okay. And as long as there's no sort of Malice.
We don't have malice. We don't have bias. We try and be as objective as possible. We give our reasons why we don't like the wines. We don't just write them off, this wine's terrible. We say what we don't like about it or whether why we don't think it's good value. So we try and give very honest assessments. We stay strictly independent. No advertising on our website. No tie-ins to the wine trade. So that people accept both our consumer readers and the trade, I think, accept that we're doing an honest job with integrity to the best of our ability.
Okay, and who is in the wine gang? Because it had a few changes about a year ago.
Yeah, it had the initial wine gang was myself, Tim Atkin, and Ollie Smith, with Joanna Simon and Anthony Rose. So, you know, all kind of well-known names in the wine world. Mm-hmm. We started in 2008 after about a year of planning and building up our stock of notes. Then in 2010, Ollie and Tim decided to leave, basically just becoming too involved in other projects. And, you know, it takes a bit of time and a bit of effort, the wine gang, and their priorities were elsewhere. So at that time, we recruited two new members who are David Williams, who's the columnist for The Observer and assistant editor of World of Fine Wine magazine, and Jane Parkinson, a young wine writer who was the assistant editor of Drinks Business and has now gone freelance. So we're now the same three of the original members, plus Jane and David. And it was interesting because Jane and David are the youngest members of the gang, were a good bit younger than Tim and Ollie, and younger than me, certainly, and Anthony and Joe, and brought a new kind of youthfulness to the gang too, which we really like, a real freshness to the gang, and a second woman into the mix. You know, yep. Joanna wasn't on her own anymore. So we think it's now a really nice balance of kind of youth experience, male and female, and different kind of viewpoints on wine. We're very happy with the setup.
And are all the reviews based on wines that are currently available in the UK?
That's one of the really strict criteria. We only review wines that are on retail sale in the UK. We only review them if we can quote a stockist who has the wine in stock with the price and with all the details people need to buy them. I mean, the Wine Gang is essentially a big, comprehensive buying guide, and its purpose is to empower the people who subscribe to us. It's only $19.99 a year to subscribe. It's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
But the purpose is to empower them by looking at the ranges in all the main retailers and the independent merchants and the online merchants, but doing a real in-depth analysis at least twice a year of each of those independents so that people have not just a shopping list, but a really comprehensive rundown as they look through the shelves of what's good and what's bad.
Yeah, okay. And what's the website for the Wine Gang?
So the website is www.thewinegang.com.
Oh, you're a .com, not a .co.uk.
Well, we've got both, but we publicise the .com one.
Okay. No international expansion plans?
Well, you know, you never know. Watch this space. We'll see.
Yeah, okay. All right. And you say you give negative reviews as well as positive reviews, which is quite good. How do people utilize the information? You know, they're going to Sainsbury's to do some shopping. Can they sort by Sainsbury's and then get the wines they want?
That's right. It's a fairly sophisticated website which publishes a report every month where these things are broken down into their retail categories. So the 60 from Waitrose, 20 from Berry Brothers, whatever it is. But the search facilities in the site are really quite powerful. You can search by retailer, by price, by style, and by score, because we score every wine.
What do you use scoring system?
We use a 100-point scoring system. It caused us lots of agony, lots of debate over which to use.
Yeah.
But it seems to be the kind of de facto most popular scoring system. So we've gone with it. And we have levels. You know, if the wine scores 85 points, it's worth a bronze level. 89, it's worth a silver. 93, it's worth a gold. So we kind of give top awards to wines. And people use it by either printing off the whole list for Sainsbury's that month because they're going to Sainsbury's, or searching for specific styles or price points. We've got a food matching section also, some people use it in that way, punch in the food they're going to have and see what comes up locally as stockists. So it's quite powerful search facilities. On the website now, on our database, there are over 10,000 wines already over the 4 years we've been running. So although a new report comes out each month, there's also this big kind of, you know, treasury of wine reports on the website that people can refer to.
Okay, yeah, I think I get the report. I'm a bit tight, to be honest. I don't subscribe to the £20 a year.
Oh, you must.
Thing.
You should, really. It's so little. You can take a free trial, and free trial lets you see the whole website, really, but only from 1 year ago. You don't see anything that's younger than a 1 year old.
I think that
old.
Must be what I do, is it?
And the idea is that you love it so much, you then upgrade to a full subscription.
Yeah, I suppose a year ago, wine ratings aren't really that useful now.
Some of them might be, but it doesn't give you the current prices, current stock, and it's it gives you a flavor for what the site can do.
Yeah, no, that's quite good, actually. So it does give you an incentive to sort of trade into it, really.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, no, that's cool. And do you guys have an app or anything like that?
We don't have an app as such. The website's pretty well formatted to read well on
mobiles,
you know, smartphones and things like that. We were working on an app with someone, an app development company, but for various reasons it fell through, and we've never really had the energy to do it. Apps, there are some amazing apps about, and we may still do one in the future, but at the moment we think the mobile website is usable enough, and most people can use it and get to the notes and use the search facilities, so we're pretty happy with that.
Okay, now that makes sense. And
the other big spin-off for the Wine Gang, sorry, is our events.
Yes. I've noticed you guys doing this.
Yeah.
You're at the London International Wine Fair at the moment, and you guys have been running some tastings there. So.
That's right. We're running tastings here. We, in our second year, 2009, we started a big event in London at Vinopolis in London, which is now in its fourth year. And we added Edinburgh last year, and this year we're adding Bath too. So we're taking a big kind of roadshow where about 600 consumers come to taste up to 600 wines, which we have either chosen or which we have approved. And we have masterclasses and we have seminars, and they're fantastic events because they're really lively. And we're in all of those three, London, Bath and Edinburgh, are in November this year. Tickets are £15. But for that, you get to taste the average price of the wines and show is around £15 a bottle.
Okay.
You know, so it's an amazing value thing. And we have these wonderful masterclasses with great speakers there too. We have Chateau Mussard, Serge Hochar coming this year. And we have Piero Antinori coming from Italy. We have lots of... And, you know, but it's the best value event, we think. And that's what kind of what the Wine Gang's all about. It's about... It sounds a bit, you know, a bit self-aggrandizing, but it's about empowering people and sharing our enthusiasm, and we're running a modest business from it.
Yeah, okay, and it's quite, is it profitable business for you?
It is profitable. The website does pretty well. We sell trade subscriptions to the trade, which are more expensive, but then the trade buys the rights to use our notes on their websites and everything else. That's kind of the package we sell. And in consumers, but also we do the events, and we've done a couple of kind of consultancy jobs. We did an interesting job with the Southwest France region where we tasted 250 of their wines, selected 80 of them completely independently with no input from the Southwest, just we had as many wines as we could assemble. And the 80 that we chose and were happy to put our names to, saying these are really good wines, are now being served on a free pour at a London restaurant called Comptoir Gascon, which is also the centre of the Maison de Vannes for the wines of the Southwest France. So the Wine Gang selection's on tasting there. So that's a nice kind of affiliation we've had, keeping our independence but working with the trade to do something again, to just present interesting new wines to the
public.
It's
always quite hard to get that balance right, isn't it, though? You know, to sort of work with potentially a generic body, but at the same time...
Be able to feel free to criticise their wines or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, we are walking that line at the moment, you know, which everyone has to do. If you're publishing... the ethics have to come quite high in the priority list these days. So everything we do, we have in mind the fact that we retain our independence, we do a job, we say what we want to say, not what whoever's, you know, employing us or paying us wants to say. And at the bottom line, the end of the day, what we want to do is put good wines, which we believe in front of people and say, this is what we love. Do you love it too?
How do you go, let's say you go to a big trade event, like Tesco's trade tasting or something like that. Do you guys go, right, I'm going to cover this corner of the room? how does it work? Because you don't want big overlap if you can help it. It's about getting the coverage.
Well, yeah, we do have some overlap because we like at least two members of the gang to taste every wine. So there's some kind of check and balance on the notes that we're putting out in our name. But yes, you're quite right. Last week we were at the, for example, the Waitrose tasting, which had over 200 wines on show. So what we did was we carved the room up and said that each of us has to cover this section of wines. You know, my job was to cover wines 1 to 50. And once I'd done that and got those in the bag and we were secure that we'd covered them, I could go on and taste what I wanted.
Yep.
And Joe Simon had to taste wines 50 to 100 or 51 to 100. And so we made sure we covered the bases and didn't miss anything. But we do have to do have a bit of organization here.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I presume that does create problems, because obviously you're publishing notes regularly all the time, so I'm sure your wine gang is brilliant and everybody's highly organized and they're all delivering stuff always on time and everything like that, but you'd make that would make you pretty unique, so there must be some.
Well, yeah, I mean we're pretty, so I'm the kind of ringmaster. I crack the whip a little bit, yeah, with them, you know, but we have deadlines. We each can input notes directly into our database, into the system, yep, you know, not to get too technical, but we have a deadline 3 days before the end of the month. The notes all have to be completed, then it's handed over to that month's editor. We take the editor job on in a rota. The editor has 3 days to finish the editing. Then we have 2 days to finish all the kind of publication and graphical stuff, and it goes out around the third of the month. So we're quite disciplined, and we all just have to work to our own discipline. And the only time in the 4 years we've had one case when someone was ill, and the other four members just stepped up to the plate and took over their workload and did it for that month. So, you know, we work really well together. We're all friends, and that helps to make it a business, but something that we all kind of believe in and have a share in. It's the kind of John Lewis partnership style thing, you know. We all have a share in the business, so we're all pretty good on our deadlines.
Yeah, sure. No, that's fine. All right then, Tom, I think we'll wrap it up there. The Wine Gang.
TheWineGang.com.
All right, £20 a month.
That's it.
And find a good bottle.
Exactly.
Cheers very much.
Thanks very much.